in Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is raging over a published report claiming he wrote a bawdy birthday note to the late Jeffrey Epstein 20 years ago. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president is threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal and owner Rupert Murdoch. In a new social media post, he says he even looks forward to getting Murdoch to testify in the lawsuit.
The president's directed the attorney general to request permission from a judge to release a portion of grand jury testimony from the sex offender trial. President's expected to sign a bill into law clawing back $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Torian Small.
This is headed to the president's desk. They had until today to pass this. They just met that deadline.
Data compiled for the New York Times shows prescription denials by private insurers in the U.S. jumped 25% between 2016 and 23. Experts say coverage requests for new weight loss injectables may have played a part. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The Glacial Lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat. High water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of a lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together on a Friday. We're going to have some fun today. We're getting some entertainment news to kick off the hour. A little bit later, the most popular time to eat ice cream. We will get into that. We have the scientific most popular time to eat ice cream. And I got an interesting one here about being active on social media and how that might affect your career. I want to touch on that one as well. We will get into all of that, and I think we have a perfect tie-in to that, Terry, with something we were talking about during the break. Unintentionally, I will be honest with everybody. I did not try to do that, but I do think that there's a good tie-in there. We could have some fun with it. We kick off with entertainment news, and for those that did not hear, there was some really late-breaking news last night that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been canceled by CBS.
I saw that.
They will have one more season. They will be around for one more year next year, and then things will wrap up. And this is not just a cancellation of Stephen and his team, but a cancellation of the show, a show that was has been around for a very, very long time, going back to Ed Sullivan, of course, David Letterman, when we were kids and in school hosting the show. This took a lot of people by shock, including Stephen Colbert. Last night, Stephen and CBS announced the Late Show was being canceled following one more season, which will run through the next May. Stephen won't be replaced. They're just ending everything. CBS said, quote, "We consider Stephen irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise after 33 years. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It is not related to, in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount." When Stephen announced the bad news to his audience, they booed like you wouldn't believe.
I'm sure.
And he goes, yeah, I share the same feelings. You could also tell he was a little taken back by this. There are rumors that the show may have been canceled for political reasons, partly Stephen's criticism of Paramount's $16 million settlement about the Trump case with 60 Minutes. But if that were the case, it's strange that they'd kill the whole franchise. And while I don't take that lightly, I will say this. I have a watchdog eye for these things. I have a watchman eye for these things. All across the aisle, I am not on either side of the aisle. I am an American, and I am down the middle. What I will say is that I keep an eye on this stuff, and I don't see that with this. I think that's easy to say, and I think that we have to be very careful with these things. When it's evident, when it's clear, when we have actual evidence to back these things up, yes, get out there, be a bulldog, bring attention to this. Everybody needs to be held accountable. I don't see that with this, and I darn sure, as somebody who works in radio, and I will tell you this, that if I said something on the air and it got me in trouble, do you think they'd let me back on the air? Do you think they'd let me talk again? They're giving him a whole year here. They're giving this a whole year for him to go out there and just shred CBS.
But while it's disappointing, it could be a financial decision, like they said.
No, I mean,
it doesn't always have to be a cover for
exactly,
something.
Exactly. And while that may have not helped his comments on things or whatever, that's not going to get you to lose your job, especially when The Late Show drew an average of 2.5 million viewers during the 24-25 season ending in June, way ahead of Jimmy Kimmel Live and way ahead of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. His ratings, he's been the big dog of late night TV. CBS has also been the big dog when it comes to the major four networks. CBS, once again, they have done this for decades. They have led the out of the four major networks, they are the number one dog, and they have been for quite some time, which is part of the reason why when I've mentioned some of the CIS shows, or they can take chances that other networks don't, that also they got to be the number one dog by getting ahead of things. They realized really early on, hey, the only people that are still watching cable TV are an older audience. So we're going to lean into that. We're going to have, you know what? You don't want to overthink stuff. Here's NCIS. Here's just some good TV that's a little bit heavy drama here at times, but we're just going to give you franchises of it. You don't even have to overthink this stuff. NCIS New Orleans, NCIS Albuquerque, NCIS Rapids. Like, we're going to just give you these things. And I'm not taking shots at that. That's traditional TV.
I was just trying to play through what our scenarios would be. You know, I love I'm just still stuck on that. It's only been on 33 years.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a long time, but at the same time, I'm like, I feel like it's always...
Yeah, I think going back to like the old Ed Sullivan show, which is where the show took place. Letterman did his show in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and of course, this one was taking place in the same one. Look, they previously canceled the show that was on afterwards after midnight. They canceled that one right away. CBS is this is heartbreaking to me. This is literally heartbreaking to me. Not just this show, but I know what this means for the other shows. I know that eventually the Tonight Show is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And as somebody that part of the reason I'm in this chair is Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show, and watching him as a little kid and seeing the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it, do it. And then as a teenager and as somebody in college watching David Letterman and enjoying him and learning from his skill set and what to do and what not to do as an interviewer and an MC and some of those things. And guys like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and, of course, my old boss, the best boss I ever had, Conan O'Brien, who made an art of this, made an art of interviewing, were a mainstay of pop culture. If you were looking for somebody to cover something, those opening monologues on late night TV were key. The guests that they would have on that we'd be talking about later that day or on Monday morning at the water cooler or something like that. I'm a romantic. I love these things, and I hate to see them go, but this is just the first domino. That this is just getting ahead of things. This is just where the masses are going. When's the last? And as much as I am embarking about this, and this hurts, and I want us to keep an eye on this stuff, I'm no better than anybody else. I haven't watched late night TV in forever. I can't tell you the last time I caught the Colbert his show or even the Daily Show, which I love. I love the Daily Show, and I don't have time. I don't catch this stuff.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah, most people. I'm working usually. Like I'm prepping for this show. I'm prepping for the show the next morning and everything. I got my own things to be doing, and most of us aren't watching these as the ratings are showing us. I want us to be a society that holds people accountable. I want us to be a society that doesn't let these things just go by the wayside. But at the same time, look, you can't stop progress. You can't stop time. It just goes forward. And the ratings and the advertising has been slipping on late night TV for over a decade. Since we were in high school, Terry, this has been an issue. Now, guys like Conan O'Brien with his show coming on right after The Tonight Show saved it for a while. I think the routine of late night TV saved it for quite some time. But this is just a matter of time. Well, and it was going to happen eventually. Again, it breaks my heart. I'm not happy about this, but this is the way life works.
No, and it seems like there's no winning, right? Like, this is probably a smart business decision for them. Yes, it's disappointing. But if they did the opposite and they ran, millions of dollars in debt over something like this, then, the criticism would be there for that. So, I don't know.
You know, and you have to think of this, too, and I don't know. I learned this when Conan was unceremoniously kicked off of The Tonight Show, and he had his wonderful monologue. And I do encourage people to look at what Stephen Colbert said when he got this news, because unlike Conan had some time to think about this and had one of the greatest monologues. Honestly, I think my favorite monologue of all time when he talked about this and said, "Don't feel bad for me. I got to do what I love to do. I got to do a dream here. Be positive. Think of the positives and all that." Stephen had a very similar type of thing, but had very little time. I don't think he had 24 hours that he knew. And it was a really nice speech that he gave to the audience, to the listeners. It was very classy, very well done. And I look forward to what he does next. I kind of hope he shows up on The Daily Show. I kind of hope he does something really cool. He's got a great team, and Stephen Colbert is going to be all right. He'll find something to do. I do feel for the people that still do watch late night TV.
And it's an end of an era, right?
And it is sad. It is kind of sad. But you know what else is sad? Losing newspapers. There's a lot of things that I can get upset about and everything. I only got we only have so much time for these things, and it's understandable. I do think, though, that it's a shame. I don't want to get past that. It can be, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. You can have two different feelings. It could be sad. It can also be like, well, I understand where they're going here. Here's something that we don't think about nearly enough, and I admit that I do, being in the industry. If, as Terry was playing out here, they keep it on for another 5 years, and it's hemorrhaging money. You know who else that hurts? Every other person at that network. Mm-hmm. Every other TV, every other actor, every other person, the best boy holding the microphone. Like, those are that's a budget. There's a cap here for this stuff.
And the consumer makes the decision at the end of the day, right? Yeah. I mean, if people could be watching late night TV. They're streaming instead.
Yeah, if you were watching, then you got a chance to bark here and everything. But if you weren't watching, none of us have a chance to complain. And I am raising my hand as heartbroken as I say I am. I wasn't watching, so yeah. I can't blame anybody else on this one. One of our child actors, Christine Applegate, of course, famous from Married with Children and many other great roles that she played, 53-year-old Christina Applegate has been through a lot since we last saw her as Kelly Bundy. And she is going to release a memoir called You with the Sad Eyes. She decided to write it when she was forced to slow down because of her multiple sclerosis diagnosis back in 2021. Whew, that was a sentence. She said, I've had a career in TV and film since I was 3 years old and I loved it, but with MS, all the things I thought were important shifted. For a long time, it felt impossible to find the meaning in everything I've been through. But for the first time in my life, I've been able to stop and reflect. I wrote this because I truly believe that the book can make people feel less alone. I promise it won't be some big violin scratching for my life, but it will be real. It is filled with ups and downs and the humor and grief of life. Christina will touch on her childhood growing up on sets and painful moments with the public didn't see, her body dysmorphia, assaults, abuse, and insecurities. It'll be out in March 3rd of 2026, currently available for pre-order. I don't know, you know, what's going to be in the book, of course, like nobody else does or anything, but I am a huge fan of hers, and one of the reasons I became a big fan of hers, I learned really early as an actor, you got to be really smart to play dumb. Like, you have to
be, make it be convincing?
Yes. Yeah. Go back to Coach on Cheers. Mm-hmm. It was a masterful character actor. Woody Harrelson. Who you got introduced to him as, you know, the bumbling kind of country boy on Cheers. Woody Harrelson's an Oscar nominee two times over, has proven way beyond a shadow of a doubt what a thespian he is and what a true actor he is. Christina Applegate is very similar with Kelly that she played on that show. She has shown you time and time again, she's a complete actor. She is a very mm-hmm. strong actor and can do very good work. I liked her as Kelly Bundy. I really enjoyed her. I probably, like a lot of people out there, had a crush on her, too. I don't remember, but I probably did. I'm sure I did. But it's her, the person. She's always been this person in interviews. She has never put on airs. She has never tried to be something she isn't. And she really, really has gone out of her way to make young women feel like, hey, you're beautiful. You're great the way you are. Don't look at those magazines. Don't try to be something you're not. Just be you. And I admire. She was way ahead of that, way before it was a common thing, and you had Vogue magazine trying to change its images and stuff like that. She was really ahead of those things, and I think that with that being said, I can only imagine how honest her memoir is sure. going to be. It should be good. Looking at what's new on your small screen and your big screen this weekend, this looks really good. I know my dad and I might try to catch this on HBO. Billy Joel, as it so it goes. It's a kind of a documentary on Billy Joel and his life. Also on Friday night, you got the WNBA 3-point and skills challenge going on. Check that out. On Apple TV Plus, Snoopy presents a summer musical. This is the first Peanuts musical in 35 years. Ben Folds is a part of it. That's cool. The WNBA All-Star Game will be this weekend, 7 o'clock on ABC. For everybody that is crying about Caitlin Clark not being a part of it, the show will go on, and there are a billion other athletes to watch. I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan. I love Caitlin
Sounds
Clark.
Like it.
I'm a big, big fan. I'm a bigger fan of basketball. And you can tell the people that they you out of the corner of the eye, they look at sports by the way they're talking about the WNBA. The sport is bigger than one player. The sport will survive, and I hope people are watching even without her.
For sure.
That's what she would want.
But there also is a lot of that, just in sports in general.
Fair-weather
fans, or you know, people just jump
sport.
In when... Yeah, I mean, that's
the definition
of
sports.
And that's age-old.
Yeah.
That really has
100%
nothing to do with this.
When we were in high school and a national championship, and then the next day you'd see people wearing those shirts. Yeah, 100%, yeah. Sunday at 8 o'clock on CNN Live Aid, when Rock took over the world, part two of this four-episode documentary celebrating the 40th anniversary of Live Aid. That's I've been getting a lot of attention. I like those documentaries. A lot of those are really good. What's new in your big screen? A couple of movies that are getting a little bit of attention. Not all of them nationwide releases, though. Edgington, a drama about a standoff that escalated violence between a... it's based on the pandemic era But the cast is what people are really... Pedro Pascal, Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone. There's a lot of actors in this one. Getting a lot of talk. I Know What You Did Last Summer, rated R. Oh, it's not the old one they're bringing back to the theater. It's just the new... It's just a reimagining. Okay. I don't know. I don't know about
those.
I was
like, wait a minute. I've heard of this already.
Right. I thought they'd at least change the title. I thought they'd at least try to change the title a little bit.
But it is a remake, you're saying.
It is a remake, okay. Yeah. It does have
some of the... The first one wasn't that good, so...
I didn't get it. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. do reprise their roles for it. And the big one coming out this weekend is Smurfs, rated PG. Rihanna is Smurfette. John Goodman is Papa Smurf. Nick Offerman, James Corbin, Jimmy Kimmel, Kurt Russell, Sandra Oh, and Alex Winter are all a part of it
Fun.
As well.
Fun. Now, this isn't a remake of the one from a few years ago. This is another one, right?
Yeah, this is another one that they're doing. Perfect casting, by the way. John Goodman is Papa Smurf. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just as interested, though, as much as these movies are great, go and see them if you'd like. I'm very curious to see how the new Superman does in its second week. It was the third highest grossing movie of the year, and that's great numbers. Congratulations to DC. They've really got to hit this second week, though, for it to be a true summer hit. That I'm very curious to see how the numbers do, if it will still be number one. The Jurassic Park movie, that did not do well. That franchise may be over. They or at the very least, they may have to restart it over again. I don't know. Maybe just stop.
I'm like, maybe being over isn't terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. You know, they really haven't gotten a lot of press for those since the first one and everything. I think just let it go. And of course, they've got a couple of other movies out there. I'll be interested to see how they do. But you know, those are what's new out there for you. And of course, in your email box is a brand new edition of the WFHR newsletter. If you didn't sign up yet, you still got time. Get on over to WFHR.com, sign on up, check out that newsletter. Not only do we have our great team here adding articles to that list, but so many of the great people here at Civic Media doing wonderful reporting, putting in on that list. And when you sign up for it, there's a little bit of a comment section. Encourage you to leave some positive feedback. We just don't do that enough in society. This team really lives on that. That's our mana. That's our fuel. We love your guys' feedback. And of course, if there's any stories that we're not covering that you'd like us to, might have slipped through the cracks, we'd love to hear from you about that. Sign up at WFHR.com. And of course, a big congratulations to everybody. Another great addition. Nice work, everybody. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a good one out there. A little bit of an 80s vibe to take us into our break. Or take us out of the break, I should say.
I mean, we can go. We can listen to the whole song.
We're just going to listen to music, everybody. All right, go ahead. interesting topic here, Terry, and I saved this one to get into with you in particular, in part because of you know, your position, CEO of the United Way. Also, your past. You know, you've done, you've been in management positions before. You've done some hiring, some of those things, and you're very in tune with that stuff. And you're somebody that I've learned from when it comes to that kind of thing, because I haven't done a lot of that until recent years in my career and everything. And I know a number of our listeners out there are in this position as well, and many of us are in the other side of the position. There was a time when it was a red flag if someone had zero social media. Now it's kind of the opposite in some ways. In a new report, 44% of working adults believe that an active social media presence is more likely to hurt someone's career than help it. You don't even have to be sharing controversial content or opinions. It's possible that some hobbies could paint you in a certain light, like being an oversharer or wanting to be a wannabe influencer, if you will. Now, these terms I don't expect to be common knowledge. Oversharing, I think they're referring to maybe posting, you know, 4 or 5 times an hour, or went to go get the milk.
I was going to say a day.
Mm. Yeah.
You're saying per hour. I'm like, well, if you post 5 times a day,
either
it's a lot.
I admit that some of this is out of my wheelhouse. You know,
it's out of mine, too. So, it's our age.
Right, right. And I think that's fair to mention.
Although,
in the conversation as well.
There are people our own age, and you can exactly think of someone like right now,
yep,
who you're like, oh my gosh, get a life.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Get
oh,
a hobby.
Yeah.
Collect egg cups. Do something besides social media.
Nobody has ever wanted to hear your drama, but the people that are only going to take advantage of it.
Oh.
The only people that want to hear negative or your relationship stuff or anything are people that are just going to be sitting there eating their popcorn and enjoying your struggles. I don't know why anybody does this.
Wow, and thanks for oversharing.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. Don't think before you hit send. You got, especially if you got kids. Like, think about somebody other than yourself, okay? Like, if you need to vent, if you need to get things off your chest, that's what friends are for, man. That's what a bartender's for. There are plenty of options. Get some therapy. I don't know, but
your
to Facebook.
I don't know, but people do.
Yeah, don't get it. And this is the kind of thing we're talking about. That said, 37% still believe social media is more likely to be an advantage to you getting hired. Either way, about 70% of employers admit to using social media to research applicants, and 57% of those saying they found materials that caused them to move away from a candidate. Also, younger adults were more likely to consider an active social media life an asset that could boost your career. Older folks are more likely to say it could be a red flag. Now, that seems like, I think, probably the most common knowledge of all of this conversation. But I bring this up because traditionally, you have older people doing the hiring and younger people, you know, looking to get hired. And if you want to get hired, this is something to keep in mind. Now, I mentioned many, many times, you're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Employees have power now. You know, workers out there are starting to get more and more power. They're starting to get more things their way as far as a lot of things. Not equal pay, of course, but we'll hopefully get there one day in this society. But with all that being said, you're still looking to get hired. There is an understanding here, I would hope, of this is a job. Like, I can't just walk in and expect to get hired, and then if I don't get hired, blame everybody else except for myself. There needs to be some personal responsibility.
Well, those
here
aren't the people you want working for you anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean... Well, I think, like, social media wise, two things that are kind of red flags for me is, you know, like, you have an account with your name, but then you have another account.
Oh, yeah.
Where you use, yeah, you know, maybe whatever, your middle name. You just mm-hmm, use something different. And it's like, I mean, it's not multiple personalities, but is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of a strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two is, you know, maybe you're applying for a job, but you currently have a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your social media shows what you said. You're posting 5 times an hour. You have no place on my team.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying you to sit on your social media. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
some of those, I'm not saying I wouldn't interview somebody, but I would certainly, that would be a question then. Like, you know, tell me about your social media use while you're working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's some place for it, but not...
Yeah.
In my opinion, or for the work that I'm offering people, it's not a constant,
yeah,
thing.
Let's see what you guys think. Good morning. You're on the show. Oh, call on back, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you, especially on this topic, because I don't pretend to know everything about this stuff either, and I haven't been, it's being hired in the social media age, I haven't done a lot of that. I've been working the same job for quite some time, and as far as the hiring part goes, I haven't had to look at social media much with a lot of the hiring that I've done. It hasn't been really a detriment or a positive. It hasn't been either way. It doesn't really affect a lot of the hiring that I've done with this position and, you know, radio and everything. But I could see this being I can't imagine many people who are on the fence. You've got this employee, you're this possible employee. It's a great one. It's a great application. And I'm on the fence and I look them up on social media. I can't imagine that I'm going to see anything on there that's going to tell me, oh, yeah, this is the right person. But I feel it's much more likely that I'm going to see something that
says this is the wrong person.
Right, yeah. Right. Social media, very seldom. I can't think of a scenario where somebody's going to be like, yep, that's them. They posted that picture of them and their dog, and I really like that. Like, that may be cool. They may be okay with it, but it's not going to help you get a job. It's much more likely to be a detriment than it is a positive. And I think that, look, it's your account, and I know that we want to treat it that way. We want to act like, you know, it's my page. You don't like it, get off it, or whatever. That ain't how this works.
Social media is not private. Social.
Yes. If you don't like that, don't post it.
Don't put it out there.
Yeah. Once you put it out there, this is something you learn real quick as an artist, especially being an actor. Nothing I do is my own. Nothing I do is my own. Nothing I do is going to be kept by me, is copywritten by me. I'm doing this for the audience, just like what I'm doing right now. This doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all of you. That's what being an artist is. Once you create something, you put it out there, you have some ownership of it, sure, copyright-wise and some of these things. But being an artist is about, oh, I created this and I want to share it. And it stops being just yours. So you have to share with everybody else this work. Whether you like that or not, that's part of the game. That's something you agree with. That's something you want to sell your work. You want to make money off of your work. Cool. But this is the trade-off you get. Social media is very similar to this. You like getting those likes. You like when people comment or reshare your posts or any of these things. That feels good. Those are dopamines. That's great. Well, there's also the other side of this where people can use it against you. And if you don't understand that, you shouldn't be on social media. Social media is not necessary. You don't have to do this. I also will say this as somebody who does hiring and stuff and did hire somebody that did not have a social media footprint. Didn't affect me one bit. Didn't matter one bit.
Oh, I agree with
bit.
That. I don't care about that. I know plenty of people that don't have, even our age, that don't have Facebook.
We just got done bringing on a very exciting young teacher, and one of her concerns was, well, she has a Pinterest, I think she said, account or something, but she doesn't have a social media account. Well, they go, that's fine. And we moved on right away.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it's necessary that you have a social media footprint either. I think you can go either way with this one. And keeping in mind, too, we're all navigating this. We're all on the boat trying to fix it on the water.
But don't put something out there that you don't want. You know, maybe you're fine with your friend seeing it, but if you don't want your current or potential employer to see it, then don't put it there.
You just don't hit send. That's all you gotta
right?
do.
Like,
just don't hit send. It's very easy.
If you have concern, then heed the concern.
Yeah, if you got, you know, they used to tell us this back in the day. I don't know if anybody still says this, but if you really got something you gotta get off your chest, you write it down and then crumple it up and throw it away. Like,
probably want to shred it first.
You probably shred it, burn it, whatever you need to do. Yes, yes.
Somebody will dig it out.
Knowing my luck, yes, absolutely. And put it on social media. We'll take a time out. We'll be right back with more show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide protests took place yesterday on a national day of action called Good Trouble Lives On. Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis coined the term good trouble or necessary trouble, saying Rosa Parks inspired him and others to nonviolent activism in opposition to civil rights violations. One attendee at the protest in Wisconsin Rapids said John Lewis's actions are inspiration for what people need to do now.
I was very inspired by John Lewis, his story, how he kept getting back up. Was beaten pretty badly a number of times, and the stamina and the determination are just inspiring, and Now it's time we do it.
Blake Oleson spoke about how encouraging it was to see the turnout at this protest, considering the demographics in the area.
So I was really glad to see so many people come out and speak up against the human rights violations of the Trump administration and make some good trouble, as John Lewis would have called it. We had about 100 people come out today, which is phenomenal for a town of 18,000 that usually runs pretty red. So I was really excited to be here and be with people with like minds.
According to the organization's website, around 40 protests took place in Wisconsin on the fifth anniversary of the death of Congressman John Lewis. The website, goodtroubleliveson.org, stated, "Trump is trying to divide us, but we know the power of coming together." The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers' season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers' training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People Magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynny P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And BillsHappen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Drums, please!
Welcome back, everybody. It is indeed summertime here on 105.5 WIRI. I knew I was going to do that. I was thinking of Playmakers, and I said the wrong numbers. 97.5 FM.
Wherever
WFHR.
We are. We don't know.
I was just over there thinking about Playmakers, which will be premiering a new episode today. Join us live and direct from 4 to 5 today. Shameless plug.
Really, if you just have the buttons next to each other.
I mean.
Just hit one, hit the other.
We'll be on one of them. Right, we'll be there, yeah. We got some great stuff to get into before we wrap up the show for today. In a little bit, we'll be getting into our schedule and some good stories of the day and a lot of great local events. There's a lot of great things going on in the area I want to take some time for. But we used to do our National Day of calendar over here. We do it over on the Sunrise Show at 105.5 WIRI, which is another reason why I said those call letters, because I wanted to get into the National Day of calendar a little bit with everybody. For today, just catching everyone up, it's National Caviar Day and National Sour Candy Day. And that just feels weird.
I'll take the sour candy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I could be a billionaire and I got no interest in caviar. No interest. I don't get it.
And it might, I'll be honest, I've never tried it. Mm. And it might taste fabulous. To me, it would be like the texture thing. Like, it's just knowing what you're eating, you know?
I've had apparently good caviar and I didn't get it. It just wasn't my thing.
Now, Sour Patch Kids.
There you go.
I'm in.
Yeah. Very salty caviar was to me. All I tasted was a salt. World Listening Day. It is as well, and I think that's a fantastic one. I wanted to throw that out there. But we're really focusing for right now on Sunday. Sunday is National Lollipop Day, National Fortune Cookie Day, and it is National Ice Cream Day. So rejoice, enjoy, all you ice cream fans out there. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, and a new poll found we're more likely to eat it this Saturday. So not Sunday, but Saturday. 29% of Americans say Saturdays are when they're most likely to eat ice cream. Fridays are next to 19%, and the most common time to eat is at 5:42 p.m. They got that down to the dead. I'm not surprised.
It's kind of random.
It seems random. Yeah, it seems very weird. Also, I would have felt like a little bit earlier, like a couple hours before that, noontime.
Okay, if you're answering the poll, do you say 5:42, or do you say like 5:45, 5:30? You know what I mean? Like, do you articulate?
It's where my brain is going. Like, where I want to know how they came up with
who
that
these
exact
people
number.
Are.
Yes, yeah. I want some numbers here. I want some.
I
evidence.
Can eat. I honestly would. I don't, but I would eat ice cream every single day.
Same. I love ice cream. 72% said ice cream is their favorite dessert. Here are a couple of other quick stats regarding one of our favorite desserts. 49% usually eat ice cream out of a bowl, 35% said a cone, and 17% don't mess around, just straight out of the carton.
Well, it depends. Sometimes.
A respect to those 70% of people being honest. And
now,
yes.
If I have a bucket of ice cream at home, I'm not eating out of there. But if I have a a flavor, like I love the peppermint stick stuff at holiday time.
Yeah.
If I have a flavor that I'm the only one that eats it, I might just pull it out and have a couple spoonfuls, put the cover back on, put it back.
That's the thing. So if I'm living alone, I got no problem eating out of the bucket. I don't care. If I did have other people or something like that, yes, I'm not going to do it. But
keep some out of your ice cream.
That is for sure.
Maybe.
Did anybody else have this in the house with the Neapolitan and my father, who would leave you the vanilla? He'd eat everything, but he'd leave the vanilla. And then he'd act like he was doing you a favor. Like, I left you some.
Wow. Nice. Okay, remember the carton of ice cream?
Yeah.
You know, versus the... Not with the cover, but you know that you unfolded the end, like when we were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to take the Neapolitan and open it all the way up and then cut it. So you got like a slice of all three.
That's
I always
smart.
Remember that as a kid.
Oh,
versus
smart.
Versus scooping it and getting it all. But it was like she'd cut it.
I love that.
I don't know.
That's a great idea.
I loved it.
You a cone or a bowl person? I prefer the cone. I
it
like
depends.
A cone.
I like sugar cones.
Yes.
I'm never a waffle cone because there's just too dang much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just big. You know what I mean? Like, they're never small.
They're a little overrated, too.
I do like cake cones.
Cake cones are good.
Like, if I go to Dairy Queen, I'll get chocolate with like that crunch coat on it on a cone.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I like dipped cone.
Dipped cones are good too.
I'm all in.
All great.
I mean,
I'm gonna be honest. I could eat just cones. I love the cones.
At home though, I don't usually. I mean, we have cones at home sometimes. Like if we buy them for something, but in general, then I'm eating out of a bowl.
Our top five favorite flavors are chocolate at 15%, vanilla next, mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, and then cookies and cream. Interesting. Ugh. Interesting.
I can't eat the cookies and cream.
I love it.
There's something about the soggy.
I don't let it get
cookies.
Soggy.
They're like soft.
They can be.
I don't know. My thing.
After that, it's strawberry, cookie dough, salted caramel, rocky road, and pistachio. Pistachio has been making the rounds and rising
pistachio.
Up in a lot of different categories as a flavor in a lot of different the foods surveys we've been doing. Our five favorite ice cream toppings are hot fudge, caramel sauce, chocolate syrup, whipped cream, and chopped nuts.
I would do, like, regularly, I will do vanilla ice cream at home with chocolate syrup, caramel syrup, and chocolate chips.
Excellent. Wonderful
and
choice.
And whipped cream. Sometimes.
Wonderful work by you. My mom likes Oreos, but she likes to break them up herself and drop them on there.
Yes,
she likes to do it herself.
Mine.
That's good. I always forget what it is, but that chocolate syrup that hardens when you put it on.
I like that magic shell.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
No.
I like it. They looked at which states have the most ice cream super fans, and New Jersey ranked first. 58% of New Jerseyans identify as ice cream experts. All of the top 10 states are over 50%. New Jersey, New Mexico, California, Kansas, New York, North Dakota, Connecticut, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Utah.
My very favorite ice cream is bubblegum.
Same.
It has to be the pink.
Yeah.
And there has to be bubblegum chunks in it.
Yes. It can't, not just the flavor. I want the chunks.
There is, we'll just do a little shameless plug here. There is an ice cream place in Pittsville, and they make their own ice cream, and it is fabulous.
Okay.
Creamery, I think. Fabulous, but they have bubblegum. And it tastes just like the bubble gum, like when we were kids. But there's no gum in it.
Oh, yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Like, what?
No.
Wait, what?
No, I want to risk breaking
so
my teeth. I
good.
Want that.
It is so good.
I can't find it anywhere.
Yep, there. White Sands Mini Golf has it sometimes.
Right,
not always, but sometimes. Because somebody will tell me, you know, I'll get a picture of the sign from someone. And then I'm like, oh, I better get there. And then I get there and they're like, yeah, no one else eats it.
I have been on a hunt for bubble gum ice cream forever. And I cannot find it anywhere, including even online. I haven't been able to really find it. I will say, as a good substitute, Blue Moon is a good backup. It's not the same. But it's almost close.
Nope.
You close your eyes.
I'll do like butter pecan or salted caramel instead. There, no subs.
Wisconsin was just outside the top 10 at 44%, but certainly we love our ice cream here in Wisconsin. That's not going to surprise anybody out there. Missouri ranked last with 31%, then Michigan and Montana at 35%, Oklahoma at 36%, and Indiana, South Carolina at 37%. But Missouri ranked last as far as loving ice cream. But even that is at 30%. I mean, even that is still pretty high.
I mean, I love ice cream. Mm-hmm. I love it a little too much sometimes, but it's not my favorite dessert.
No. Do you have a favorite dessert or go to? Because I'm like you. I'm a scavenger, and eat scraps.
I understand how this sounds, but honestly, my favorite probably fluctuates based on who made it.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like I'm not a bought and like pie or cookie person because I bake,
right.
And so I, you know, so it just kind of depends. Like I have different people, you know, like something my mom makes, what she makes is my favorite, you know, like everybody has a different, I have a different favorite for each person. Maybe that's the,
no, I like that. I get that. I would say as far as a sugar snack or anything like that, homemade cookies, especially homemade chocolate chip cookies. There's nothing greater on the planet. Nothing greater than somebody making homemade.
I probably make those once a week, literally at home.
God,
so we always have them. So I'll grab one once in a while, but it's not like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like a treat because they're always there. But they're good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the quickest way to get, like, any, like, my mother, we were just literally talking about this last night, has been, her one of her life missions has been to put weight on me, and it's never worked, and the poor thing has tried so darn hard. I think that may be the thing. Like, that's what I got to tell her. We got to make more cookies.
I think if you had ice cream every day.
Might do it. Probably that's not. Fine. I'm going to find.
Like, all of a sudden, your toes will be heavy or something.
I will, for my mom, I will do this. I will have ice cream every day just for her. Just to see.
Take one right for the team. Yep. Hey, you know what I had the other day?
I'm that kind of guy.
Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. It was good.
Ice cream sandwiches are good.
Those they are. Good. There's something that's about that. Throwback. See, now I can eat those, but I can't eat the cookies and cream ice cream.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I get it, though. It's texture, a lot of it. We'll take a time out, but I would love to hear what your favorite ice cream is or how you like to have it. Or you can even shout out a local ice cream place.
Bring us some.
Yeah, or bring us some, please. Yes. Do it quick. You don't want it to melt. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show for the week. Coming up, the morning show at WFHR.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Wrapping up the show for the week. Thank you so much to all of our guests, our co-hosts, and, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fun week. We'll be back at this on Monday. Melissa and Seth are going to be putting up with me. I mean, joining me. They do. It's a big part of their paycheck is putting up with
that's
me.
That's really hard on Monday.
It's very difficult. I shouldn't do that to anybody. I should just do the show solo. we appreciate you guys hanging out with us all week. Big thank you, of course, to all of our sponsors and everybody that joined this team and hangs out with us. Quick look at our schedule for today. Be sure to check out the Rapids Report. All week long, great episodes. If you missed any, you can find them at WFHR.com or wherever you get your pods. Today, we will be joined by Wisconsin State Senator of District 24, Senator Patrick Teston, joining us, as he does every month. Looking forward to talking with him. We'll, of course, talk budget when I get to his On the Job series and some other things with him. And then we'll also be joined by our Boys and Girls Club. We've got Jennifer and possibly Katie joining us. Looking forward to talking with them. Any chance to talk to the Boys and Girls Club. It's a fun way to wrap up the week, too. That'll be great. Rafter Baseball's back, everybody, as Major League Baseball is also back. So is the Northwoods League. Your Rafters are going to be right there at Winter Field taking on the Madison Mallards. Great way to kick off the second half. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers today. Join us from 4 to 5 as we'll be your tailgate for the Rafters. Join us on 105.5 from 4 to 5. Michael Comer going to be with me. Michael and I are going to talk a little bit about not only the baseball season second half, but some other fun stuff we'll get into and some local coverage. And we'll be giving away Rafter tickets. Be listening for that as well. Speaking of giving away tickets, we are doing that around here. We got Brewer tickets that we're giving away every Friday throughout the summer. You pull up the Civic Media app and text us the keyword park. Text it to us, P-A-R-K. Text that to us and get a chance to win tickets for that Monday, July 28th game, them taking on Chicago. Well, make sure to get those tickets for that, everybody. And Terry, along with all this, we've got a great weekend lineup for everybody. We encourage you to stick around for that. Has some local events I want to touch on. Before we do, just catching up with the United Way, I want to remind everybody about some of the things going on over there.
Yeah, gather up school supplies for us. Our Stuff the Bus event is on Thursday, August 7th at Lunch by the River. We are the sponsor that day, so we encourage you to come down, find us by the bus, bring your school supplies that you will donate. We also take cash donations if you don't want to shop, because some people just don't want to.
Yeah.
But we are looking for school supplies so that we can fulfill and meet the need of families who are looking, you know, need a hand up with school supplies. So we are currently looking for folders, notebooks, plain colors, no designs, glue sticks, markers. We are also looking for scissors, and there is one more, but, you know, it's escaping me, but it's all good. You can find that list on our website of the most needed items. One thing I can tell you, or two things I can tell you, we really don't need, if you've already bought them, we'll take them, but we really don't need pens and pencils. Mm-hmm. We just have a huge overrun. And the other thing I was forgetting was colored pencils. So colored pencils, markers, notebooks, folders, scissors, glue sticks.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great places you can drop these off for you. Adult Day Service, Anytime Fitness in Wisconsin Rapids, Associated Bank, D&L Recreation, First English Lutheran Church, Heart of Wisconsin, Chamber of Commerce, Paper City Savings Bank, Roosh Companies LLC, South Oconee Y, South St. John's Episcopal Church, and St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Town of Rome, and of course the Wood County Clerk Office, United Way of South Windham's County's offices at 351 Oak Street right here in Rapids, and the WFHR and WIRI studios.
And we need those items by August 7th. Yeah. So it doesn't, I mean, we appreciate the drive. We appreciate everyone's efforts. This has been going on for the whole summer. But August, like, 10th doesn't help us, because by then we're packing backpacks already. So get those to us by August 7th. You've got 3 weeks. Plan ahead and, you know, join in this great community event.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to go on, follow them on Facebook. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Appreciate the update, Terry. Thanks so much for that.
You bet.
I want to remind everybody that we have a blood drive that's been going on for the past hour. It kicked off at 10. It'll go until 3 over at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. All you heroes out there, get on over there and donate if you can. A big thank you to everybody who already has. That we'll have another donation opportunity on the 31st over at our Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department. We'll talk more about that next week. Brat Fry going on. Join us for lunch and help support a great cause. This is for the Children's Miracle Network. This is going on today from 11 to 2 and is happening over at Members Advantage Credit Union at 1610 Lincoln Street. Head on over there, get a brat, and enjoy. And a big thank you to them for raising those
great
funds.
Great day for that.
Great day for a brat, yes. And a great weekend for celebrating Vesper. That is going on all week, all Saturday. This Saturday kicks off at 9 with the craft vendors. Head on down and check that out. That'll be going from 9 to 3. 10 to 9, they'll have food trucks, Rocker Rococo, Rainbow Snow, Christie's Smokehouse. Other great ones will be down there in the Vesper area. Their beer tent will be going from 11 to 11. Noon to 1 is their parade. It'll start at Recreation Park and end on Anderton Avenue. Isn't it Anderton? I think I'm saying that right. Kids Inflatable Park is going to be from 1 to 7. 1 to 5, you'll have the Hayes Boys Orchestra. 1:30, Kids Penny Scramble. 2:45, the Dort Scramble. And from 2 to 4, Lilla Bingo. The Gary Wesley Elvis impersonator will be down there from 2 to 6. That is going to be fun. We've heard Laura heard him. He said he was really good. She heard him in Toma, I think she said.
You know, there's an Elvis at, today is the Rudolph Street Dance as well, from 3 until 10. And there's going to be an Elvis there too.
Nice.
Let's just be making the rounds.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're going to be in town,
yeah.
Right?
Support Vesper and check that out this weekend, everybody, and enjoy the celebrating Vesper. Also, our 22nd annual garden walk is happening from 9 to 4 on Saturday. Be sure to check out some of these beautiful gardens. Tour of the 6 local gardens around. Check out the basket raffle. Going to have live music, art, and vendors. Support our great friends at the Wood County Master Gardeners in this wonderful thing. And Bike Night at the Ballpark, presented by a bunch of great people, Parliament and Dairyland. It'll be happening with the Raptors. So this is going to have music, burnout pit, beer trailers, games, accessories, all taking place. This will be going on tomorrow from 3 to 6. Bring your bike and stick around afterwards for the Rafter game at 6:35. Free for show attendees. And Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, let's not forget the ski show.
Yes,
you know, state ski show weekend going on out at Wasicha, sunrise to sunset.
Support our local ski teams and enjoy Rudiman. Rooting for both of our teams represented in this, of course, and rooting for all of them. I want to see you first and second places here. I mean, we want to see you guys do well. Enjoy yourselves. You can't go wrong. It's going to be a fun time. And keep in mind that Saturday we also have our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market going from 8 to 1. Enjoy that along the beautiful Wisconsin River at 221st Avenue South. Buy local, support local, everybody.
And don't say there's nothing going on.
Yes, please, please.
I would challenge somebody to do every single one of these things that we just went through.
Yeah. And also, be the good story of the day. That's one of the things we like to wrap our week up with. Paramedics in Arkansas saved a raccoon that got its head stuck in a soup can. They're about to start a 12-hour shift.
Trying to lick the bottom.
I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, I've been
really?
There. Hey, it doesn't just happen to raccoons.
Is it Campbell's or Progressive?
It's happened to me a couple of times. It was Campbell's. It was Campbell's when it happened. To me. How crazy is this? A family in San Francisco recently had to say goodbye to their dog, a rat terrier mix named Rufus, who passed away in April. They ended up going to a rescue place called Muttville to look at another dog and found a pup named Ziggy that looked exactly like Rufus.
Oh, cute. Maybe they're like relatives.
Maybe long lost.
They should probably like DNA them.
Like Matthew McConaughey and Winnie Harrelson. Like, it turns out they're related. You never would have guessed. But, great show today, Terry. Thanks so much for hanging out with
us. Have a great weekend.
Have a good week, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you later.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With growing pressure for transparency, President Trump says his attorney general will seek the release of some evidence in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Scott McFarlane reports.
This report has prodded the president to now ask his attorney general to release some grand jury transcripts from the Epstein investigation, and the attorney general, Pam Bondi, posted that she would in fact do that today.
A release could take months. Summer travel's been a headache for many travelers, as Chris Van Cleve reports.
Data from FlightAware show the rate of canceled flights since the start of the summer travel season is up 29% over last year. Delays are up as well.
Weather has been responsible for much of that. CBS is canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, saying it was a financial decision. Matt Maloney of the digital media company Puck.
In 5 years, it's very doubtful that there will be any of these shows left. The economics simply does not make sense anymore.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.